And then start from the toes and move back to the head. Completely relaxed. Relaxed body equals relaxed mind. Once the body is completely relaxed, shift your attention to the breath. Slow deep breaths in and out. Full attention to the inspiration, the expiration, and then the gap in between. Inspiration, expiration, and expiration, and inspiration. Slowly lengthen the gap, but the attention should not move from the breath. Let the mind not wander. Let the mind not wander. If it does, bring it back to the breath. Today's shloka is from the Saddarshanam text by Bhagwan Raman Maharishi. Kupe yatha gadh jale nithantam nimajya buddhya shitaya nithantam. Vinde nijaham kriti Mula Rupa. Just as a diver, the example is when a lady is pulling water from the well and drops her precious jewelry, maybe necklace or bangle, to the bottom of the well. They hire a diver to go deep within the well. She has told him the location where it fell. And he controls his breath and his speech and dives deep within the well. If one attempt is not successful, he will die multiple times until finally he locates the treasure. Same way, the meditator dives deep within his or her personality. And locates the treasure of the self. Who has told him the location? The Guru, the Sadguru, and the scriptures. And how does he go deep within? Controlling his breath. Slow deep breaths. And controlling his speech. Speech is not only external speech, but he should control the activity of his mind, the internal speech. At that moment, his goal is only one. He does not get sidetracked. The treasure is the self within. Success in meditation does not come with one attempt, 1 week, 1 month. Needs sustained effort over months and years. Gradually, the mind gets tamed and focused. The meditator disregards all other thoughts, all other disturbances like sound, etc., and does not rest till he has reached the treasure of the self. And this treasure is beyond all worldly treasures, all worldly gains, all worldly accomplishments. He invokes the Lord's grace and the Guru's blessings for this task. He follows the technique described by Bhagwan in the 6th chapter of the Gita. And the location of this self which is described in chapters 7, 9, 13, 15. And 18. For the next 15 minutes, we will meditate in silence. Keep your mind as quiet as possible, the breath controlled, and the attention of the mind deep inwards into your heart, the rhythm. Which is called in Sanskrit. And there you will discover the treasure of the self. In the beginning, it will be difficult, but slowly it gets clearer and clearer. So let us practice that for a few minutes. In silence. शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। प्लीज प्रैक्टिस मेडिटेशन एवरी डे। यू मे यूज दिस टेक्निक और एनी ऑफ द अदर्स फ्रॉम firstpower.info with Vedantic meditation. Pick one or maximum two techniques and stick with them every day. Persistence is the goal. Just as the diver is persistent to discover the treasure within. Thank you.